broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November the 13th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great solutions we have to restore the republic. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Donald says, make America great again. Well, I appreciate his sentiments, but unless we make America moral again, we'll never make America great again. So we got a row to hoe. But who better to do it than the freest people on the face of the earth, that is, the American people. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you had an absolutely delightful weekend full of things related to God, family, and country. Understanding that protecting life, liberty, and property is key to our liberty. Welcome to the broadcast. By the way, this half hour is brought to you in part by raw honey delivered directly to your door. You got to order quick if you want raw honey on your Thanksgiving table. Get a hold of Kurt to learn more. If you're a member of GimmeLibertyFund.com, you get discounts too. GimmeLibertyFund.com. But call Kurt for raw honey delivered directly to your door. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Now, on Friday's recap broadcast, we had on Angus McIntosh, and he is an expert witness on split estate property rights relating to within federal mineral and timber lands, timber reserves, if you will. Anyway, it's a very complicated topic, and Angus did a fantastic job on Friday's show. It is archived if you want to listen to it, libertyroundtable.com. The right to farm is under attack, and it has been for many years, folks. And there's a right to farm conference on November 14th in Grand Junction, Colorado, at the fairgrounds. Now, as far as I understand, let's see. What is that, tomorrow?
Yeah,
it's tomorrow. Can you imagine that, Kurt? Yep. Time flies when you're having fun. So the conference is tomorrow. It's an all-day event. There's going to be speakers. We're going to be talking about it in detail. But for now, I'm just telling you, Angus broke down property rights like nobody else. You know, a lot of constitutionalists think, no, the government has no authority to any property whatsoever. And then the globalists say, no, the federal government can do whatever they want to on the land, anytime, anywhere. There's no limits whatsoever. And there's two parts of the Constitution that address this, giving each of them validity for their claims. But the truth is somewhere in the middle. All right. There are all kinds of court cases. There is all kinds of land use realities. And so even if you say, Sam, look, constitutionally, the government doesn't have any right to the land. There's more than one, you know, understanding. And look at the founding fathers' intent. I agree with every bit of that. I also agree, though, that we have 200 years of abuses on our hands. And you don't just unwind court case after court case after court case. You don't unwind literally decades of decisions and control of land that have literally put local, meaning county, state, federal law, guidelines, conflicting realities, multi-uses of properties, and all kinds of decisions made upon that property. You don't solve it all in a day. So I'm going to agree with Angus that it's a very complicated issue. That doesn't mean we can't solve it. That doesn't mean we shouldn't use the Constitution. It just means we can't just run around and act like there's not a lot of encumbrances on the land. You know, if you start to unwind all these decisions that have been made, who does the land go back to? The Mexicans? The Indians? The, quote, whites? I mean, they're all somewhat Americans, right? You know, who gets what land when, by how, where, who? Allodial title comes from the English law. How does that fit in? I mean, it's a very complicated topic. And I don't mean to go off forever on the complications of the topic. But I do mean to make sure that people understand this is not as simple as you think it is. There are answers using the founder's intent as our guide, using the equal footing clause as our guide. Those have validity. And we need to do that. But again, there's so many different multi-uses on the land and so many players. It's almost like how complicated they've made the tax laws to unwind. And certainly getting government locked down to its proper role is one of the starting points. Well, we're going to continue on this topic today because the conference in Grand Junction, Colorado tomorrow at the fairgrounds is gearing up, folks. And so we've got Barb Hewlett, our guest today. We're going to talk about the right to farm, and it's under attack. It's been so for many years, and man, there's strange cases to talk about. Hi, Barb.
Hi.
Now, tell us a little bit about you before we get started. How did you get involved in this?
I got involved because of my family, who has brought attention to me as I was growing up on the abuses of government. And so the older I got, started having children, I started seeing this abuse that was pointed out to me as a child. And the further I got into it, the more I realized that there was an agenda. And so I started narrowing my focus more into Agenda 21, which is now the agenda for 2030. And so with that, my husband and I and a group of citizens became constants at commissioner meetings in Mesa County, where that's where Grand Junction is located, in Montrose County, and in Delta County, Colorado. And we put together a, my husband wrote a piece for them to uphold their oath of office, for the commissioners to uphold their oath of office. And we were successful in getting the Delta County commissioners, Delta County, Colorado commissioners, and the Montrose County commissioners to uphold their oath of office. Now, the attorneys for both counties didn't like the way we had ours written, so they wrote their own, but we felt it was still strong enough to hold those commissioners to their oath of office and bringing that realization to them that that was what the people had as a defense to for the commissioners to do what they should do. Then we had a Sustainable Development Awareness Conference in 2012, where we brought Dr. Kaufman, Dr. Michael Kaufman, and Tom DeWeese and Michael Chapman to our town for a conference. Fast forward, when a Mennonite family was attacked by a neighbor because they were building a chicken barn on their property, we were able to jump in and start talking about and bringing awareness to what was happening to this family. So now fast forward to today, not exactly today, a year ago, October 27th, we had Jeanette Finnicum here at a conference, and she brought Angus McIntosh with her. At our conference is when we got the news that the men were acquitted in Oregon. Sheriff Mack was here with us. It was a wonderful, wonderful night. The president at the time, a year ago, of the Farm Bureau was present at that meeting and was listening to Angus McIntosh, very up front and helping the Hot Settler family with their chicken barn lawsuit, wanted us to bring Angus McIntosh back. So we put this conference on that is happening tomorrow in Grand Junction at the fairgrounds. And you got a little tiny taste of Angus last Friday of how wonderful he is and his knowledge. And if you will come to the conference, you will get to listen to him in detail talk about the very thing that, he was talking about last Friday.
All right. Where's the best place to sign up online? It's $20, right?
Yes, it's $20. And we will have tickets at the door. So because you don't have time to reserve them, but it would be nice so we could get numbers if callers would call in to 970-874-9555. 850. Rosemary Anderson would answer the phone. If you could call in and reserve a ticket so that we could get an idea of numbers, that would be great. But also, Sam, Brandon Jensen with the Bud Fallon Law Firm, who has represented the Hot Settler family, will also be speaking.
He
will.
All right, hold on. We'll get into the details on the speakers in just a second. We'll also get really caught up. Some of these abuses to farmers relate to the Hostetler family. We're going to talk about that, get kind of an update there as well, and prep this conference really well. Hang tight. Barb Hewitt with us, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
The right to farm has been under attack for many years, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest riding shotgun today, Barb Hewlett, she got involved to make a difference because she saw the abuses firsthand as a kid growing up. She saw the greater and greater abuses more and more. She decided to get involved and well, a whole group of citizens did. Now, Kurt, you had, in my opinion, the single line takeaway from the last segment people need to hear. Kurt?
That's right. She mentioned that they became constants at their commissioner meetings and at the different city meetings, etc. And that's what it takes, ladies and gentlemen, to be, I guess you could say, a part of this whole grand experiment of freedom and liberty, and that is to become constants. Hats off to you, man.
Amen to that. And three counties, obviously, listening to the citizenry. They've got evidence there, too, taking their counsel directly. One saying, well, we don't want to take it exactly, but, hey, they did a good job nevertheless, and we're going to be not critical, but we're going to be supportive either way. We want them to learn. We want them to grow. We want them to understand. We want them to learn the truth. We want them to listen to us. We're the ones that elected them, etc. And so just great work being done. And we highlight this because, look, I'm not in Colorado. But I'm telling you right now, that's duplicatable all across the country. And that's kind of the takeaway here that I wanted Kurt to make sure that we highlight. We can make a difference. And those who believe we can't are wrong. What you got to do is be constants. What you got to do is be consistent. And Kurt Crosby's got a local guy named Ken in his city that is a constant. And the bureaucrats that want to, in my opinion, you know, operate in darkness, just don't like this guy around. I mean, they get crazy when he starts bringing video cameras to city council meetings and stuff like that. But the truth is, he has every right to do it. And the truth is, the more we're constants, the more we literally bring light to shine on this stuff, the better off we are. So Barb Hewlett with us. Barbara, there's what? Neighbor sues neighbor for dust particles, right?
Yes, yes. It was absolutely amazing to think that that was happening in our state.
Because there ain't no dust in Colorado, right? State.
Pardon?
There's no dust in Colorado, right?
Oh, no, none at all.
I mean, it's just, poetic. The idea is just laughable if you come to the West. I mean, it's just, I don't even know how to talk about this intelligently, right?
Well, she attacked both the county, Delta County, and the family, the Hot Settler family, when Delta County approved the organic chicken house operation. And so she failed with that lawsuit, suing both the county and the Hot Settler family. So now she's going after them individually for dust trespassing on her property. Yes, it is laughable. But $750,000 later, 7 years into this for the Hot Settler family, it's not laughable.
It's not laughable at all, and I don't mean to make light of it. What I mean to do is draw your attention to a serious issue that at first you might blow off and say, you know what, this is absurd. Come on. Well, it is. You're right. But don't laugh. Because we're talking $750,000 later, and we're talking about we still haven't seen the end of it, right?
We have not. Brandon Jensen, the attorney, was just saying over the weekend she has filed another motion and they could easily be another year into this. And so to try to make sense of this $750,000 figure, air quality specialists had to be hired, spore and fungus experts had to be hired to debunk what she was saying. She started wearing a face mask because she said that the dust coming from the chicken barn had caused her to become medically ill. So every place she goes, she wears this face mask to promote her deceit. And doctors had to be hired to come on board to show that what she was doing was a falsehood. But the blessing is that the Delta County Farm Bureau saw the ramifications if this case were to win, what it would do to the farmers and ranchers in a right-to-farm state.
Now, here's the problem. Let me point out this little bit of a double standard, kind of an inequity here, Barb, that I want you to respond to. Because on one hand, they're saying, hey, this dust from this chicken farm caused this lady all these problems. Therefore, neighbor sues neighbor for damages. It's been going on for a long time, this attack on a chicken house on private property. However, the opposite is the case when it's Monsanto. Monsanto literally spraying and doing things to their crops to where they're their seeds that don't have the ability to germinate or to create new seeds or whatever you want to call it. I don't know the term for that. But anyway, instead of normal seeds that, hey, they fall from the tree or fall from the whatever they can, you know, plant more, the seeds don't have, well, their normal course of action, duplication or you know, creation. But yet Monsanto can get away with this and there's no repercussions. What I find fascinating is the double standard here and the manipulated efforts that are opposite. When you're a tiny guy, there's no justice. You can't even survive. When you're a big corporate entity, though, you can do whatever you want, and hey, nobody should be able to stop you.
Well, it's interesting that you bring up Monsanto, you know, because all of us wonder, where in the world is she getting her money to keep relentlessly coming after this Mennonite family? And because of Monsanto's agenda, you know, we all have questions in our minds and how this lawsuit could set a precedent.
So, but it might actually set the precedent to stop Monsanto, right? If we can say, if we can say dust particles come on somebody else's land, then we can say Monsanto stuff come on somebody else's land. It might backfire for Monsanto, right?
Yeah, it could. And that is just that I shouldn't have not even thrown my opinion out there, but that is the wonderment of us everyday citizens that are sitting in on these court, when the court comes and we have to go and witness, that's what we're wondering. That's what some of those thoughts are, what are going through our minds. Big environmentalist issue. You know,
yes,
the environmentalists are jumping on this like wildfire.
And the big takeaway in my mind from this is the American people need to, one, know what's happening, and two, get involved in the solutions. That's why the conference tomorrow, right? There's going to be speakers all day to help people get caught up and to understand these very complicated issues, right?
Yes, yes. And so that's why we have Brandon, the hot settler attorney, speaking to talk about how we can protect ourselves. And then we have Angus following up. You know, he's an expert witness, and following up with the knowledge that he has that attorneys don't talk about. So it's going to be an awesome conference, and I hope I can get that message out there. This is going to be an awesome conference, and I hope it's well attended. The information, the takeaway, for a tool chest of protection for the rancher and the farmer, it will be well worth your time.
Now, just so people know, though, Delta County, Colorado, is quite out in the boonies, right? I mean, it's out there, but it's in the country.
Yeah, we're totally rural, Delta County is. We are, our economy comes from mining, drilling, and agriculture. So all of those economies that our land gives us is how Delta County survives.
All right. One of the things people need to understand who live in the city or elsewhere, you know, you can act like the attack on the farmers don't relate to you. But they relate to you because eventually, I'm telling you right now, if you don't have the local farmer, the small-time farmer, you're not going to have unique products. You're not going to
have food.
Well, you might have food, but it might be all genetically modified and manipulated and Monsantoed and everything else. You might have your meat might be grown in a petri dish, you know, and you might be eating bugs and whatever latest twist these wackos come up with instead of God-ordained food, right?
Right. Now, we're not that far away. You know, some of our counties border Utah, like Montrose borders San Juan County. Mesa County borders, I don't know what Utah, but anyway, we're not that far. We are 5 hours from Salt Lake, and all of the Utah ag communities are close to us. So don't think Colorado is really far away that you couldn't attend.
That's right. And I don't mean to say it's so far away you can't go, but I do want people to know, hey, these are issues where there's a separation in America, sadly, where the city folks don't understand what's happening in the country. We got to make sure we overcome that inequity by talking about it. Barb Hewlett, stay there. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. The right to farm's under attack, folks, and we're talking about it.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. together. Together.
Getting advice from a teenager is a little unusual, but please listen to me. If you find yourself pregnant and you're scared, I've got some advice because I've been there. My boyfriend wasn't ready to be a father, and frankly, he wasn't all that interested after I told him I was pregnant. My friends told me I should keep the baby because it would be fun. Well, having a baby is about the baby. It's not about whether I have fun. Some people told me my parents would help take care of the baby, but my baby still wouldn't have both a mom and a dad of her own. And that's really important to me. After putting my feelings aside, I made the best decision I could for my baby. Not because I felt it was easy, but because I felt it was right.
Adoption. It's about love.
I didn't give my baby up. I gave her more.
A message from LDS Family Services.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, tomorrow, what is it, 10 to 4, Barb?
Yes.
All right, 10 to 4, or actually 10 to 4:30.
We extended it 30 minutes so
phenomenal.
That we could have people ask questions and their questions could get answered.
All right, 10 to 4:30 tomorrow, Delta County, Colorado at the fairgrounds, $20. Get there at the door. You can go. You can have. You can listen to the speakers and really.
She said Mesa County.
Oh, it's in Mesa County?
Yes, Mesa County, Grand Junction.
All right. I guess
the farmers that are being attacked are in Delta County.
I see. All right. Let's understand. So the event is in Mesa County. The event is at the what fairgrounds?
At the Mesa County Fairgrounds in Grand Junction.
All right. Understand, this is important. In Grand Junction at the fairgrounds, that's in Mesa County. My error, because Delta County is where the attacks are happening on the farms, etc. All right, now, I want to mention this, though. There's really a disparity in America. They try to divide us on every fault line, Barb, but if you listen to this show, that's one of the points we make all the time. We've got to stop that. And what happens is the city folks don't really realize what's happening in the country. They're just like, them rednecks out in the country, they don't even know. Well, they've created this kind of out of sight, out of mind scenario where they've kind of created a division. Every one of us needs to care, especially if we want organic farming, especially if we want farming that doesn't have hormones or, you know, toxins or things like that in our foods. This is critical, and I think there's a disconnect there.
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely agree. And this chicken house operation is organic. So, but it is a big one, you know, but I mean, 15,000 hen laying hens.
But the point is, it's family owned. It's not massive corporate like tied to Monsanto or some of these other, you know.
Right.
Right.
You know, I live across the street from 8 Tyson Farm chicken houses. So, yes, it is very small. 15,000 is very small compared to the corporate ones that I live across the road from. But we are very rural, very rural. Delta County. And the interesting thing, the neighbor's name is Susan Raymond, and she had and still has a vet clinic on her property. You know, she didn't go into town and open up a business. She opened up her business on her property and with confined animals, her specialty being horses, and she attacks the hot settlers for having confined animals. So go figure.
Well, now you're just talking about the double standard and the divide that happens. Certain people get a pass, and I don't mean to bring the sexual scandals into this, but look, Roy Moore's under attack where there's just an allegation, whereas Bill Clinton was, you know, free to go, no problem at all. Way more serious, not only allegations, but evidence against him. There's just a double standard happening to the farmer here too, right?
Oh, absolutely. And the interesting thing, you can see the division. It appears to me that the liberals are jumping on board with her, but the environmental groups are definitely jumping on board with her. So, and then it's pitting neighbor against neighbor. So there's another division. I can do it, but you can't.
All right. Now what you and your husband, now what's his name again?
Tom.
All right, so Tom and Barb, along with many others, put together the citizens group that are eternally vigilant. They're ever-present, if you will. At their county commission meetings, etc., they've made a tremendous difference by holding them accountable, by shedding the light on things. You guys have been doing that for what now, 6 years?
Oh, we started really putting ourselves out there in 2007.
Okay, so longer, 10
you know,
years.
Prior to that, it was just gaining knowledge for ourselves. And once we started gaining knowledge for ourselves, then we thought, we've got to share this.
Amen.
And, you know, so when we had the Sustainable Development Conference in 2012, the Grand Junction Sentinel came and interviewed me. I made the front page of the paper labeled as a wingnut. Wingnut or watchdog is the name of this article. So that's the takeaway that the man that interviewed me took back and wrote about. And so that's always, how do they discredit the theys? How do they discredit? They label you a wingnut or a conspiracy theorist.
Or a white supremacist, if you care about America, and even if you're willing to let every culture celebrate their heritage, you're a white supremacist. If everybody can but the white people, then you're honest and fair, they claim. They're just dishonest. They create these double standards. And really, we've got to take back the media, Barb, if we're going to have a chance.
Oh, we absolutely do have to take back the media. And Sam, I would like to share a story. When Lavoie Sinicum was murdered by our government, we had, not Tom, but a friend of mine and myself, we put together a vigil for Lavoie a month after his death.
And by the way, then, God bless, thank you for this. Continue.
And then July 6th of 2016, we bring Jeanette and Tara, her daughter, Finnicum, to town to talk to all of us and bring more awareness. Well, 10 days after the event, there were six of us ladies that brought Tara. I was returning some belongings back to one of the committee members, and she said, Barb, the city of Delta sent out a memo that we were sovereign citizens and dangerous. And I went, you're kidding. And I said, how did you hear this? And so she told me, so my husband did an open records request to the city of Delta. And sure enough, we got that memo. So us ladies took that memo to city council. And first of all, we went to the sheriff. We went to the Delta County Sheriff. Well, going to the Delta County Sheriff, we found out that the FBI and the BLM wanted to raid our meeting. And so then we took it to the city council and told them that they had labeled us. They had wrongly in the public, and we wanted them to rectify that. But my point being, if we would not have been in front of that sheriff for all those years, our meeting would have been raided. But because we had been not only in the face of commissioners, we have been in the face of the county commissioners in Delta and Montrose. He took a stand with the FBI and the BLM and said, you will not raid that meeting. Two-thirds of those people will be carrying. And I said, Fred, we had children at that meeting. We are not bad people. This is all fact.
Well, and so what we need is relationships on the local level with our public officials, with our sheriffs. We need the media to tell the tale, see if we were able to cover this fairly. In other words, if we had a station in Delta, Colorado, or in Montrose, or, you know, any of these in Grand Junction, that would carry our broadcast, see, then we could instantly get the word out. That's the problem. We have no ability to really right the wrongs through the court of public opinion.
Right. And what I do, Sam, is I share your radio show so that others in my circle can hear if they choose to tune in. And that's another way that we can break down that mainstream media. I mean, when I first got involved in this, I was all alone. We didn't have a voice. But because of you and people like you, our voice is finally getting louder, and we have more and more people listening. We're still a very, very small minority compared to those that want to believe mainstream media. We're still very, very small, but we can never give up. But profiling, the FBI has put on their website that sovereign citizens murder people, steal from the
Well, let's
bank.
Be clear on the Lavoie-Finucane situation. Nobody killed anybody except for the government.
Right.
Let's just highlight the reality on that, number one. Number two, I don't even know what a sovereign citizen is. I know what they claim it is. I know what some people believe. I don't believe any of those things. And I'll give you a couple of quick examples. Some people believe that you can drive without a driver's license. I don't believe that. Okay, some people believe that you don't have to answer to any government entities. I don't believe that. Some people believe you don't need or have a Social Security number. I understand their arguments, but I don't agree with that. I don't believe that. Some people say you don't got to file your taxes with the IRS. I don't believe that. I do all of those things. How can they in any way say we're part of the sovereign citizen movement? None of those things do I go for. They're lying, and they need to be held accountable for their lies. Let's talk about it with Barb Hewitt. We're talking about the right to farm. How about the right to just exist and be an American without having them label you as a domestic threat? Hold on, folks.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, when you take the time out of your daily schedule to listen to this program and others like it, we just got to say thank you, and we got to say thanks to our good friends that are on the radio with us at this time, people who call themselves constants at the local government meetings. You know, and she, just in this last segment, you mentioned, ma'am, that you share our program with others, and that you are a small minority. Of course, we're part of that small minority. Sam likes to talk about the choir, and yet some people say, that's right, some people say the choir is pretty small, and yet every so often the choir gets a new member. When you look at, you know, the days of our founding fathers, you see a small group of people that made a big difference. And, you know, I was noticing.
And by the way, before you go on to what you're noticing, Kurt, when you say the choir has a new member, let's be very clear so people understand. These are not new members that are passive. These are members that are actively engaged in a good cause. These are members that believe and understand and take action in a peaceful way to improve things, to make things better, kind of like the Boy Scouts leaving a campsite cleaner than you found it. That's the kind of people we're talking about. Go ahead, sir. You noticed.
Well, and, you know, I was looking up radio stations in the Grand Junction area, and I noticed there's one called KNZZ. It says, In Defense of Liberty. And I don't know all about this station, but I expect that what they carry is the standard programming like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, etc. And yet, you know, I notice now, Sam, it looks like, according to WorldNet Daily, that Hannity's having little troubles over his stance.
Yeah, by the way, the next hour is on that significantly. We'll talk about it in big detail. He's losing advertisers. The list is going on. Tell us about that station, Barb.
If I can interrupt, a station that we have here in Montrose County, we listen to AM KUBC. Dan Lynch is on every morning, Monday through Friday, from 7 to 9. And he brings all of us on. We get to talk about the things that are happening. And he has one guest on every Thursday, David Justice, who is absolutely amazing in the knowledge that he brings forth, and they're not afraid to have him on every Thursday as a guest. Now, Sam, you don't agree with the people that don't have Social Security numbers, but I do. But that
does not make
me a wingnut.
That's right. Now, let me explain.
Dangerous.
Let me explain, though. I just say that because they try to say that I'm a white supremacist. They try to say that I'm a sovereign person. Just because I interview people that believe that way, just because I talk to people and I'm friends with people that believe that way, that doesn't mean that you can create this guilt association psychotic agenda that these people have. Now, I'm fine with you believing that. You have every right to believe as you will, and I'm fine giving you airtime to even talk about those things because we can agree to disagree agreeably. We can be kind to one another and have. This is America, ladies and gentlemen, not China. And you know what? Barb can believe what she thinks, and as long as she's polite and respectful and doesn't swear on the air and do these things, I'm going to give her time to share her thoughts. Go ahead.
Well, and Barb, let me interrupt, you know, just a little bit more on this. It's not that Sam doesn't agree that the whole Social Security system and the driver's license system and all those different things is just out of control and that our government's not out of control. But the thing that you have to remember is, as a former radio station owner, Sam realized that, hey, if he's going to try to participate in this whole thing, in his case, he had to do certain things or else the government would just say, hey, you don't have these things, therefore you're not going to own a radio station. So, you know, things are a little different for him because of those situations there. But anyway, back to you. Go ahead, Barb.
Absolutely, and I agree with that. And the point that I was trying to make was, don't profile. And that's why Jeanette came back on October 27th, was to clear her good name. When we found out that what was happening behind our backs, and that's when we found out that the FBI was following her and giving this false narrative to cities and towns and counties about who she was. And that's what we brought to the city council, is the profiling that they got sucked into that was libel and damaging to all of us. And so that, and coincidentally, we had the president of Farm Bureau at the meeting to listen to Angus McIntosh, specifically to listen to Angus McIntosh. And he took away, wow, what a message and what tools for my tool chest. And with that, he approached me. We've got to do something to help the hot settlers. Could we do a fundraiser? And would Angus McIntosh be our speaker? And that's how this event all got underway, is we had somebody outside the choir who came to our conference, who listened to Angus and wanted more. He wanted more, and that's how it happens. Come to our conference, our Right to Farm conference, and you're going to walk away wanting more. You're going to want to build your tool chest, because Angus just opened it up and gave you some tools. And it's at Grand Junction, Mesa County Fairgrounds, tomorrow, November 14th, starting at 10 a.m., and we will go to 4:30. We've opened the end up for questions, because you will have a lot of questions, and there will be people there to answer those questions, namely Angus McIntosh and Brandon Jensen, who has been the attorney for the hot settler, a Mennonite family who was attacked by a neighbor for dust particles trespassing on her property.
There you
have
it.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen to that. Now, by the way, when I say that I don't, you know, I'm not a sovereign citizen and that I don't believe in some of these things, hey, I am friends with people who do. And I will not let that guilt by association lie take me out of the game. That's the problem we have in America, is everybody runs from everybody. They say, oh, Sam's a white supremacist. Oh, Roy Moore, you know, touched a little girl 40 years ago with no evidence. Oh, Kirk Cosby's this. Barb is that. And we let these lies happen. All I know is this. I don't know Barb really well, but I know this. Everything I've seen from her and her group is fantastic, and I'll stand by it all day long. I will not back away. I don't care if she has a Social Security number or not. That's her own business. I don't care if she has a driver's license or not. That's not my point. My point is, they want to act like every one of us are identical, that we're all evil, that we're all anti-government, that we hate everybody and everything. And it's an absolute, complete fabrication and an agenda to marginalize every one of us. Do not fall for the lie, folks. Barb?
You know, I know real quick, Barb, but it looks like George Washington, I don't think he had a driver's license or a Social Security
number. He was just a slave owner,
so
he's out of the mix. There you go. See, all I'm telling you is it doesn't matter. They'll pick anything they can. If it's Sam, they'll say that I hate women. If it's Barb, then she hates men, or she hates this, or Kurt hates that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what fault line they can find. They'll use any one of them.
Absolutely. But being a constant, some will soon start listening, and that's what's happened, is they started listening. So Montrose County, we pushed and pushed and encouraged for the commissioners to be at our Sustainable Awareness Conference, and we had commissioners there. One commissioner walked away and went back to Montrose County and put together a No Agenda 21 in our county resolution. And, but if others, you know, he's gone now, and if the others don't hold true to that, then but you have to understand it. That's the other point, Sam. It is so big that people don't understand, and they become commissioners, and you have administrators that have been schooled in sustainable development and all of the language.
Yeah, and they do this consensus. They do this consensus building and deceive people and half truths and innuendo, and they say a word and you think it means something, and to them it means something else. And we're exposing them. Tom DeWeese, a good personal friend, the Southern Poverty Law Center, when we went to a Tom DeWeese conference, Richard Mack and I both spoke. They came back and said Richard Mack was calling for violence. That's what the Southern Poverty Law Center. They snuck into the event and they reported that. We forced them to tell the truth, and Richard Mack has a public letter of retraction proving that we're right and they're wrong. So again, the more we stand up, the more we're constants, the more we join together and say, look, I don't care if we have some differences. I don't know what religion Barb is. Don't care. Doesn't matter. We're good, God-fearing people that care for the proper role of limited government. Let's be clear. We do like the proper role of limited constitutional checks and balance style government. We do like America, God, family, and country. We do protect life, liberty, and property. And you know what? If we have a difference here or there, it doesn't matter. It mattereth not, Barb.
Amen. Amen. And I absolutely agree. And in my area, there's not a lot of LDS people, but I'm LDS and I run with other Christian people.
But there's a lot of good people. You can see the conferences you hold and the things that you do and the involvement between the citizens and their elected officials and things like that, that tell me that that's where the answers are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we just have to keep on keeping on. But here's the problem. We have families. And I'm not the constant at the meetings like I used to be, because I have my last child at home, and I don't have older children here any longer to help me. So I'm not that constant anymore. So,
but you are for
I'm
a time.
On the radio.
It's all about seasons. You are for a time. You're on the radio. You're doing what you can. I'm doing what I can. Mr. McIntosh is doing what he can, and we all together. I'm telling you right now, the Lord will prosper our efforts, Barb. Thank you so much. Keep us posted.
Thank you, Sam. Bye-bye.
There she goes. The conference is tomorrow in Grand Junction, Colorado. $20 starts at 10, ends at 4:30. Incredible speakers, your questions, and more at the fairgrounds in Grand Junction, Colorado. Ladies and gentlemen, we cover this nation like no other. News the networks refuse to use, always at your fingertips. Sam and Kurt on your radio. Hour one of the can, two coming up. You are listening to LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate and get involved today. This nation shall endure.